Hey, it's Josh here. I wanted to let you know that I've got a new project out that I've been working on for actually quite a bit. It's called Doomsday Daydreams, and it's a history of the apocalypse and why we find it fascinating. I'm going to play the trailer for you now, and if this piques your interest, just search for Doomsday Daydreams in whatever podcast app you're using, or follow the link in the show notes. Low Orbit will likely be back someday. Anyway, enjoy the trailer. Why everything's the same as it was. I can't understand. No, I can't understand how life goes on the way.
And when he'd opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
By the power of the cosmic Christ to descend into the earth.
We are looking at Peter Bruegel's painting, The Triumph of Death, and it is a super huge landscape full of, you know, just death mowing down the living. I mean, that's the overall arching theme of this piece, is simply that death's coming for everybody.
I want to tell you a story about the end of the world. I want to tell you about the history of the apocalypse and why we're fascinated with it.
Apocalyptic thinking has been a part of Christian thought in some form or another since the beginning of Christianity. And it's been a part of religious thought for even longer before that.
Our idea of the apocalypse is a story of shared anxiety, of the fears that grip us in the middle of the night.
I understood the rapture to look like a bunch of bodies lying in beds at night, and then all of a sudden everyone just floating up through the ceiling up into the sky.
From the very beginning of humankind, we've always been fascinated with the end. So we're going to tell you that story.
We've doctored our own environment in such a way that we're causing our own apocalyptic moment. So there's been no divine intervention whatsoever. We've brought it on rather nicely ourselves.
I'm talking about end times. Oh, I've got powdered food.
Doomsday Daydreams.